I just checked my Hinge likes and wow, these uggos really think they have a chance with me? They called you hot! They gave you a compliment, you dumb!
Can I just be so real, really quick? I'm so lonely. That sounds so shit. Bruh. I'm one margarita deep off an empty stomach. I haven't eaten all day. And I guess it's just kicking. But bruh. First of all, I'm sitting here right now. I had a meeting downtown. And I've been looking what to order on DoorDash for 30 minutes. So that way when I get home, my food will be like 5 minutes away. Anyway, what am I saying? I'm just lonely. And it's like, I'm not a, so I don't got no boy toys. Like, I can't even have that. That don't even do nothing for me, okay? Like, that don't do nothing for me. I'd just rather be by myself. But when is my man coming? Oh! Like, why can't I just need one person. Like, for the others, I don't want no one, no two. I don't need no roster. Like, I just need my man. That's all I want. That's all I want is my man. I don't like having to talk and get to know all these different people. Like, why can't I just teleport to where I already know my man and we locked in? And, like, I could just be,
This is your friendly reminder that the man with the giant roster who did you diabolically dirty because he has so many women, he is going to be bald in 5 years. And he is going to age, but he is not going to grow up. So he not only lost you, he is going to lose Brittany, Tiffany, and Stephanie as well.
A woman in the comments said he was half bald when I dated him. Exactly. He's still picking up chicks. He's going to continue to pick up chicks. Probably even you when you're feeling quote unquote lonely and you just had to spin the block real quick.
Shelly. There's no foil on your dead stick.
I know. That's why I bought a little.
Stress me out. You stress me out, bro. Goodness gracious. I'm just gonna double check. Bro.
This is why I bought a little.
Oh my gosh. Okay, let's go.
What am I supposed to do?
I said, Shelly, you have a funnel, right? She's like, I don't need a funnel. That looks like you need a funnel.
I have a funnel. Oh my. Why is it going?
I can't. I'm just kidding.
Okay, see, now it's good. Now it's good.
Oh my god. Do not put the entire thing in.
No, I'm not. Well, I just tasted half of it.
How much did you put in?
I don't know.
Is it like, well, it has an index. Oh, okay. I can see it right there.
I just wasted half of it, so.
No. Yeah. Okay.
I need to put more.
Oh, hold on. Let me check it. You said, now I have pool noodles. You also have a pool of oil underneath your car because you missed.
Oh!
You didn't know that?
I guess I'm wondering, is that a dog or a raccoon walking beside her?
I'm 20. Not married. Actually, I've never been married. No kids. Can anyone else relate?
I mean, you're 20 years old. I think you're okay for right now. It's just the women that talk about, oh man, I don't need no man. And then they show up at 30 or 40 talking about, I wish I wouldn't have said that. And I think our girl boss a little bit too close to the sun.
I think for a lot of women, and I'm going to say that I speak for a lot of women, and especially like in this day and age, I think that a lot of us are single because men, honestly, y'all don't approach women no more.
Correct. Go approach her don't mean I want to come approach you. I don't have to.
Okay.
And it don't take nothing away from you.
But that wasn't the question. She was saying men don't approach women anymore.
Because after 10, 20, 30 years, listen, after decades of men approaching women, and I use one example of me, a personal example, but after decades of men approaching women and getting clowned for it, I didn't come here for that. Go to the club. I ain't come here for that. Try to holler at you at church. I didn't come here for that. Try to talk to you in the grocery store. I didn't come here for that. Try to talk to you in the parking lot. Now I'm a creep. Now I'm stalking. Now I'm all of this and that. No, ma'am. Okay, we get the message. You put the yield sign up. You put the stop sign. We were taught to stop when we hear and see that stop sign. This is what we were taught. No, sweetheart. No, baby. I'm trying to tell you. No, I'm telling you about us. Listen, sweetheart. If you don't mind me getting the mic back.
I appreciate your conversation. I'll give you the mic back too, but I want everybody, I don't want to holler. Right? I don't want to holler. All right? I want to talk in the same tone that we talk. Right? is conditioning. Decades of understand what it's like to be in these shoes. What it's like to walk in this skin in this environment. It's not to pass judgment on nobody, but it's to say after decades of us being taught that this is how we gotta be. If this not what the women like, this ain't what we're doing. It's just that simple. And it's unfortunate that some will come along and desire these things, and then it backfires. But it's not to get you to agree with me. It's to get you to understand why. This is why. It's not to take shots at nobody or anything, but this is why. So I'm going to sit back to avoid a bunch of things. And when that time is right, it's going to happen. Trust me, it happens all the time. I don't have to, that if a woman want my attention bad enough, she gonna get it. Without having to go out of my way to cause conflict or potential conflict that we were taught and shown it creates when we come into your space uninvited.
The more you criticize, the more you complain, the more you nag, the more you bring it up and make it a topic of conversation, the more you explain, justify, and address the topic because it's bothering you so much, the more your words will lose their meaning.
Why are young black couples not getting married? Specifically, why are young black men not asking?
The modern man has, there's a lot less incentive on getting married nowadays. Many would argue that in the modern society, the man stands more to lose because you understand.
He is scared of the responsibility of being a husband. Yes, because the husband takes on the whole household's responsibility, good and bad. If y'all succeed, it's his fault. If y'all fail, it's his fault. And he has to be able to man up and take that on and have a response when the woman is like,
dude, this white boy situationship pandemic is taking over my fight. Please tell me why you, as a 6 foot man, are scared of a relationship. That's what you're scared of. Literally what? You could knock me out with one blow, but a relationship scares you? Being called my boyfriend is that scary? Like, what the fuck do you mean we're cuddling every week and we've been talking on and off a year and a half and I've met your whole family, your mom invites me over to stay with her and forehead kisses all the time and we're friends? Friend with side effects? We're friends with side effects, not benefits. I'm actually tweaking the fuck out. Like, over a white man, this is me. Are we serious? This is me right now. Like, oh my god. Like, dude, like, why are we treating me like a relationship if you don't want a relationship? Like, please lock in, lock in, lock in.
Am I the asshole for not wanting my girlfriend to have a free holiday with her ex?
Okay.
A free vacation.
Yeah.
So I've been dating my current girlfriend for about 9 months or so. Her ex-boyfriend that she broke up with about 6 months before we started dating has recently started talking to her again.
Okay.
I don't feel particularly comfortable about this as I believe he wants to get back with her.
He does.
But they have only seen each other a few times in a group setting, so I haven't seen it as a big deal up until this point.
Red flag.
Earlier today, she approached me saying that she needed to talk to me. She explained that her ex-boyfriend was offering a vacation with her to apologize for treating her badly in the past. He's offering to pay for the plane ticket, hotels, everything. I talked with her and she agrees that she thinks he is trying to start something between them again, but they will be staying in separate rooms and a free vacation is an extremely good offer, so she doesn't want to turn it down. I feel extremely mixed about this. I understand her wanting to go, but it makes me extremely uncomfortable and upset, as well as feeling disrespected. I am even contemplating ending things as it would make things easier for the both of us. What should I do?
If she go on that vacation, leave.
Look here.
The whole scenario, the whole story just seems crazy.
Because, yeah, they in separate rooms that they can leave and so they can sleep in both rooms together. So they can have a rendezvous in her room one night, a rendezvous in his room the other night. Stop.
Okay, but here's the thing.
If you go with her,
that's what I'm saying.
That's different.
That's what I'm saying. Why don't you just go with her?
Just go with her. But if she
he
go by
can
herself,
still pay his way, her way. Go
right,
with her.
Right, and you pay your way.
Yeah.
Why is this even a conversation? Why are you even asking this? You already know the answer. The chat already knows the answer. everyone in the comments knows the end.
I was talking to one of my homeboys, and we always together, and I be asking him, do you have other women friends that you can invite and hang out? So I asked him this one last time. I was like, you need to start making women friends. He was like, no, hell no, I'm not going to be hanging around bad bitches.
I fear that misandrists on this app have lost the plot a little bit. The flawed villain in both Shara 7, making content that's like, men will never know what love is anyways. They're just gonna cheat on you anyways, so just get in there and get what you want. It's deranged. It's a little bit deranged, guys. I find myself to be a certified misandrist. Like, I don't trust men. I'm very cautious, but making content constantly telling women that they're never to be trusted and they don't know what love is... it's kind of insane behavior. It's a lot. You can't exist in the scope of men need to grow and be held accountable, which they ultimately do, not even on like a personal scale, but like on a global scale. And also reiterate that they'll never know love and every man is gonna cheat on you anyways. It's not true, guys. Y'all, I'm 32. I've been in several long-term relationships. Cheating has not really been an issue, okay? So the whole thing of like everyone's gonna cheat on you anyways, putting that out there and putting that into women's minds, it's unhealthy, dude. Like, I know I'm gonna get hate for this. I get it, whatever. Maybe there's people that's like, well, it's always happened to me, but like, why is that the content that we're consuming? That content is still male-centered. Dating content about men do everything wrong, is still male-centered. Unless that content, and there are creators on here, I'm gonna try to remember her name, the blonde girl, there's content that talk about the issues and what happens to women if they only focus on wanting to get married or only focus on this, that's great. But content that's just like, they're gonna do everything wrong to you anyways, so go in there and get what you need and deserve.
Guys, what's a girl gotta do? If I'm hoping to find my man's out in the wild, whether that's the bar, grocery store, the gym, restaurants, out to eat, dinner, like whatever, what's it take to get a hi, hey, how are you? Because, you know, you go through the process of doing your hair, your makeup, shifting through and crashing out over 20 different outfits, and you finally pick one because you're always like, yeah, like I'm gonna find my man's tonight. I can feel it. It's gotta be this time. And then it's crickets. It's crickets out there. And I get like, the problem could be I'm just ugly. Like, I get that. Case closed, problem solved. Like, okay, whatever. I understand that. But are we going to get to the point where it's like we have to start branding ourselves with like a number of like, hey, I'm member 12587 of the dating club, and then give off like a secret signal of like, hi, this means I'm single and I'm approachable. You can proceed and talk to me. Or like, I take like a number on a napkin at this point. And I get like, people may be like, you can be the one to initiate it. Like, it's 2025, get with it. But I don't want to. And I'm just a traditionalist more in that sense. And here's my thought process behind that. It's because like, if I'm out and about and I see a cute guy and I'm like, oh, I wish he would like come over and strike up a conversation. Like, that'd be ideal. If he's not interested enough when he sees me to take that initiative and to make the first move, then he's not for me. I don't want him. And like, that's fine. I don't think I'm all that in a bag of chips. But y'all, like, what? I'm just genuinely curious. Like, please let me know your thoughts on this. And like, if we don't want to use the dating apps, I feel like my hands are kind of tied. Like, I don't know. It's dry. It's dry as the Sahara Desert out there, you know? Your girl's kind of thirsty at this point. Damn. I was just made aware that men liking your story is them shooting their shot.
Dude in the comments said, I was just made aware that women seeing a man they find attractive in public and looking in his direction is them shooting their shot. Pretty much.
Men love to blame the fact that women don't have a lot of good men to choose from on us just choosing wrong and always tell us to just choose better. So millions of women are choosing the wrong men. Whether we're healed or unhealed, have gone to therapy or haven't gone to therapy, have had a bad childhood or bad experiences with men or haven't, no matter our age, no matter our education, we just all seem to be choosing wrong. Every single woman is choosing wrong. What does that say about the population of men that we have to choose from? Is it maybe that there aren't that many good men to choose from? I'll do you one better. If you have a daughter or a sister or a mom who's dating, do you tell them not all men? If your 16-year-old daughter came up to you talking about how she wanted to date or she really liked this boy at school, would you immediately get defensive because you want to protect your daughter? Or would you just let her be and be like, not all men? There's a lot of good men out there. I just find it funny because, like, the same men that will be like, my daughter's not dating until she's 30 years old. I got rifles at my house for whoever tries to take her to prom. If you hurt her, I will beat your ass. Those are the same men that are like, not all men. You can't generalize men like that. If you've had an experience with a man like that, it's your fault. It's because you chose him. How much do you want to bet that in the comment section, there will be one man at least, if not multiple, who just don't get this video? The point just right over their head.
I think what you're forgetting is, if we look at the statistics, single fathers are better able to replicate a two-parent household. And I say that in terms of structure. I think that is a statistical fact where the child is probably going to come out similar in style in terms of raising them to what you would find in a two-parent household. They haven't really said the same about a single mother household. Why? Because fathers usually give structure. They usually give discipline. It's just not that they're better than you. It's just that it's in their nature. So if a woman, a young lady is going out and she's wanting to date a young man, the father's going to say, let me see him. He's going to be, oh, yes, girl. Oh, he's cute. Go out there and go get him without nothing else. Oh, go get your man. It's not going to be any of that. It's going to be, let me see him first. Bring him out of the house so I can vet him, so I can help you out in the process. Too many women nowadays are picking bad men because they don't bring them to the man to help them vet through the process. That's what's happening to y'all. And then y'all don't learn. Y'all keep on picking the same guy, doing the same thing over and over again, and then get mad at men for telling you you need to be better at your choosing.
Hi, my name is Sierra and I date super villains. So Frenchie last night asked to come on over and he wants to cook dinner together. He'll bring the food. He shows up, brings a beautiful bouquet of flowers. Like, he's filling me with flowers, right? And we cook dinner together and we're laughing and giggling and having a great time. Everything's good. We sit down to eat dinner and I probably wouldn't have even brought this up if I didn't think I knew what the answer was gonna be. And I was like, hey, we've reached the 3-month mark. Like, it's time to find the relationship, like boyfriend, girlfriend now. He's laughing and giggling. He's like, oh yeah, I remember your 3-month rule. Can we guess what happened after this? Does anybody have any guesses? He says, no, he doesn't want to be exclusive. And I said, what do you mean? We've been doing that anyways. And he goes, what do you mean? We haven't been exclusive. And I said, huh? You've asked me if I've been sleeping with it. We had this full conversation. And he looks me dead in the face and he goes, no, I asked you if you had been sleeping with other people. And then you had joked, you were like, oh, are you? Don't tell me, ha ha ha. And he goes, and so you didn't want to know the answer, and so I didn't tell you. What? This man has been sleeping with other people the whole time. The whole time. And then he goes, well, you're the only one that I've slept with without a condom. Yeah, now I feel special, thank you. I said, we have had the conversation multiple times that we're not seeing other people. And he was like, no, you said that. I really didn't say that. Okay. He says, why can't we just keep doing what we've been doing? And I said, you mean where you're doing what you want without telling me that's what you want to do? And he said, yes. My dream ideal situation is that I have a relationship where I'm very in love with the person, but I can go sleep with whoever I want, but I don't want to have to tell my person about it. I just want to do what I want on the side. I cannot stress to you all enough how clear I have been with my expectations and my wants. This dude, full on, like, his own agenda, acting on his own accord, like, I am a 100% victim in this circumstance. I said, I left you and walked away from this situation twice, not once, twice. And you chased me down to get me back. And we have been acting like we're in a full-on relationship. We are spending overnights. My dog is going to his place, like literally full-on couple. There's only one day a week I have not seen this man. So I say, what is that about? And he said, oh, it was an experiment. I said, an experiment? He said, yeah, I wanted to see if maybe I was capable of being in a relationship like that again. I just wanted to see if I could do it. And I kind of like learning and figuring you out, and it's like a game for me. He says, I just really like trying to figure out who you are and how I can make it work and manipulate you. So me feeling comfortable to get into that situation and start like showing you guys and sharing, yeah. So I guess it wasn't real. It was all fake. It was all fake. So Frenchie is dead to us. We're never talking about him again. I already had my cry, and we are not crying anymore. We are moving on. But he's dead to us.
So it sounds like this guy is playing the game at a high level, which once again, if you had a dad, you could say, hey, dad, he said this or he's doing this. What does that mean? But of course, y'all want to live the life that you want to live. But she's got some other videos where she's absolutely crashing out. I think there's one where she's going out drinking. She's posting old videos of him giving her some love on Ring or something like that. So I'll just show you.
By the time I get in the Uber to go downtown, I'm already... How many drinks in was I? Four? I was four drinks in. I end up picking up one of the bartenders at the first bar that we're at, and he hops in the Uber to come downtown with us. We get to our destination of this next bar, right? And so I'm standing there with the guy I brought, my best friend, her partner, and then my other good friend, Emily, showed up as well. So I have my little posse. We're up at the bar, right? This is the bar. And so we're all sitting here getting our drinks, taking our orders, and doesn't he walk up to the corner of the bar, and he's standing there, staring at me. Here's a live reenactment of what I did. Yeah, just like that. Shocked. I'm thinking there's no way. This is an apparition, right? I just took another shot. I'm now five drinks in, and I'm standing there staring at him, who I have never run into in public in my life. Of course, tonight he has to be there. So I'm standing there just gobsmacked. He starts walking up and I said, what are you doing here? He says, did you not see my text messages? We need to talk. And I said, yes, I saw them. I was ignoring them. He says, we need to talk. And he starts scooting me out the door to go outside to the outdoor seating area. That's it. That's all I have for an update. And then I got absolutely feral. I got... borderline blackout drunk. I did manage to get an Uber home where I puked again this morning. Now we're gonna have a great Memorial Day.
So apparently this is them in the yard. Apparently she's trying to make her case that he was really into her. This man said, I am into you, but I want a relationship with other women. I would have told you that, but you said, oh, I don't want to hear it. So I didn't tell you. This man is telling you everything off rip. So if he's telling you that, this dude is really like that. Somehow a lot of these women continue to run into and I'm not saying he's right for it. I'm just saying somehow y'all keep on running into the same dudes and then upset that the dudes are saying what they saying, are doing what they doing. This is what they do. This is almost like a full-time job for them. Yeah, it's not the look. I know you're probably trying to show him how much he fumbled. The man is out here having relations with other women and then tells you to your face, you're the only one I'm having unprotected relations with. And you're trying to make this man jealous? The man has a roster. Move on.
Okay, here's my question for y'all. When men are on Hinge, is it the same thing that us girls go through where it's literally insulting, like the matches we get and it's like a bunch of uglies
the very common feeling that I hear a lot of women say when they are on dating apps. They believe that the attractiveness of the person who likes them is a reflection of how attractive they are. And I think this is a result of a combination of things. One is ego, and one is projection and cross-gender mind reading. Let me start with projection. Let me just remind people, for those who don't understand, I am generalizing. I do acknowledge that. This is a common practice. You pick groups of people that have a shared characteristic, and you talk about patterns of behavior that arise as a result of this shared characteristic. It's how social science has always been done. I'm so sorry if you don't like it and it upsets you. You don't have to watch it. Thank you. Women have a tendency to swipe left on men they find too attractive. There's a lot of reason for this. It may be an attempt to not get rejected, though I don't actually think that is the primary reason a lot of girls do it. Most of the time, I think women do it because they're worried he's like a D-bag. They think you're too attractive. Someone has never humbled you in your life. I don't want to deal with you. But I don't think men do that. Men will see a gorgeous woman and swipe right on her. A lot of them pay for the app. Women don't pay for the app. Men have more likes than women because they pay for the app. And so they're just swiping right on everybody. It's not that the man who's swiping right on you thinks that you are as attractive as he is. That's you projecting your own, like, stuff onto him. Now let's go back to ego. I'm not saying that this creator or anyone who thinks like her is an egotistical maniac. What I'm saying when I say ego is it is a self-centered way of thinking. Your ego is getting in the way when you're driving and you're getting angry at everyone for going too slow. It's like, oh, why are you in my way? The road is for everyone, my friend. No one's in your way. They're just on the road. That's an example of ego. You are centering yourself in an experience that is shared by other people. This is a very normal human behavior, and you can stop yourself. You can catch yourself from doing it. You can also stop yourself from projecting onto people. Just remember, men swipe on the apps differently than women. And also, that guy using the app, it's a two-way street. He's allowed to swipe right on anyone he wants. It is not a reflection of you at all. The app experience is a shared experience. There are other people engaging in it. That's kind of the point. So don't allow your ego to get in the way and make yourself feel bad. You are doing this to yourself. It's all a creation of your mind. You can control this. You got this.
Professor Chaos in the comments said the apps. The app has an algorithm. Why is this funny to me, man? The app has an algorithm that judges your attractiveness and puts you in the pool of people you belong in. So that's another way of saying you don't look as good as you think you do. You need to be, and you need to be humble.
My man of the year, the guy I've been seeing the last 7 months, he came to pick me up from the airport after my trip to Africa. And it was a really lovely drive. We caught up, we'd hardly heard from each other over the last like 2-3 weeks. We've both been really busy. Me on holiday, him, oh my God, working so much. He was very, very stressed out. But we caught up, it was all good, you know? We worked out where things were going. I said to him, I said, look, we are nearing 7 months now. I do want to know that this is going somewhere. And he was like, understandable. I didn't even realize it had been that long. Time flies when you're having fun. Of course, it does. We're long distance. We hardly see each other. But we just need to know that we've got like some sort of future. You know, it doesn't need to change much. Not too much pressure. He's like, got it. We'll have a think about this. But obviously, yeah, he's like, I really like what we've got. I want more of this. Music to my ears is what I thought. And we get to my house, you know, we're saying our goodbyes. And he gives me a kiss on the forehead. And then he pinky promises, he says, look, I'll message you when I get back. I think nothing of it. Of course you would. Why wouldn't you? Of course. Look forward to it. I gave him a wave, another kiss, send him on his way. I got ghosted. I haven't heard from him since. It's been 2 weeks. I reached out after a week. I thought, do you know what? Maybe he wants a little bit of space and he's got a little bit busy. Nothing. And so, yeah, the 2-week mark hit and I was like, right, I'll call you, see if you answer. He didn't. So I sent them a breakup message. Man of the year.
Keep on telling y'all, man, these Chads are playing the game at a high level. It would behoove you to start learning their tactics and avoid wasting your time.
I got ghosted.
Oh my gosh, you guys, do you want to hear how I completely embarrassed myself, got myself ghosted, and probably will never do this again? Of course you do. So I've been talking to this guy for about 3 months. We didn't see each other for a couple weeks because he had some work trips, I had some travel. But when we were both back in the same city, he was like, let me take you out. I'm like, of course. The one thing about this guy is that he speaks a couple different languages, and I thought it would be super cute. One of the times we're like hanging out, or when he does something super sweet, to say something in one of his languages. So I chose his native language, which is Russian. I was like, I'm gonna learn this cute little phrase. I'm gonna say it to him when he does something like really sweet. And I'm gonna like, he's taller than me, so I'm gonna like look up at him with my little doe eyes and be like, ba 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 in Russian. And just to see like his face, just to see like how he reacts. So I asked one of my friends who also speaks Russian to help me out and learn a couple phrases in Russian. I also consulted ChatGPT on this, and I don't know who did me dirty, but oh my God. I look up at him and I'm like, I am gonna say something right now, and if I say it wrong, like, please correct me. And his face was kind of intrigued. You know, he was like, inquisitive. What do you have up your sleeve? And so I look up at him, like my little doe eyes. And I say my little phrase in Russian. And his face, oh my gosh, it was immediate embarrassment. His face like lit up. He's like, and he looks at me. He looked shocked, okay? I was like, what did I just say in Russian? Oh my gosh, I'm making an ass of myself. He looks at me and he is the sweetest man. He is the sweetest man. He looks at me and he's like looking down at me and he says, sweetheart, what do you think you just said to me? Immediately I knew I did not say the right thing. So I'm probably the shade of a tomato at this point. And I'm like, I am so sorry. I thought I said, you're spoiling me. That's all I wanted to say. Do you want to know what I really said? Apparently, after 3 months of like dating this man, I looked up at him and said, do you love me? Yeah. And so then when he said that, I immediately was like, no, that is not what I meant. Oh my gosh. Embarrassment, humiliation, every single thing. And I've not heard from him since. Yay me.
I'm confused on this because a woman in the comments was like, you got ghosted over that. But if a man did something similar in reverse, then it's all of a sudden love bombing and get away from him fast. He's a predator.
So I'm really supposed to wake up and be motivated to impress boo, watch a beam roly and meatball fight on their 25-inch TV? Is you crazy? These bitches laying down, smoking hookah, eating face cream, watching baddies eat, and I'm supposed to wake up every day and try to impress them? That if y'all would be a dirty dude, you know what I'm doing? I'm not brushing my teeth, I'm not showering, I'm showing up with my pants sagging off my face. I'm not gonna be a classy man for a fun classy bad. If you're gonna move like that, then I'm gonna move like a bum. Dude, come on, now you're gonna date a bum. You wanna be a bum, then be a bum dude.
And I just want the men to know, okay, if you're hard to look at, okay, you can play hard to get.
Sassy cheeky. Sassy Jiggy said, should I tell her?
Yeah, no, we still flew a normal flight on the way up here, which is not good.
Okay, there seems to be a little economical misunderstanding. You play a sport that generates $0.
So as we're all very much aware, we are living through a chopped man epidemic.
Oh, brother.
A big shortage of baddies. It's gone so bad to the point that, like, if I see an attractive man, it genuinely makes my day.
Why is it always the funny looking ones who keep recycling this opinion?
You picked up your phone and said during Men's Mental Health Month, I'm about to tell all these men that the massive majority of them, woo, ugly.
What is it about y'all that makes you keep giving that tape?
You look like your bite force is high. You look like you can smell better than the average human. You look like face wash isn't in your house. You wear a mouth guard to sleep. I can tell.
Like, yo, this is so clearly projection. Like, I want you to imagine
a man just started recording one day and was like, you know, we're all the attractive women. I only see an attractive woman once every month. And look, way less than average. And he just starts a video and goes, man, we're all the attractive women. You know, when I do see an attractive woman, it really makes my day. But usually these ugly broads around here just breathing my oxygen for no reason. Yuck. Now we eat him alive. And it's okay if you truly believe that. That's okay. But to constantly get online and just say it. Hey man, most of y'all are ugly. Right. Mm-hmm. I mean, when I do see one of y'all that look good, it's like, it's great. But like, most of y'all are ugly. This is what y'all doing. That's not crazy. You don't feel like there's anything wrong with that?
Texted this guy that I lost $800, this big baller who's been trying to take me out for a month. And then he didn't send me $800, bro. He just said, aw, babe, that sucks. That's the rudest thing anyone has ever said to me in my entire life.
If you're afraid of men dressing like women to go into the bathroom in a zoo, you are not afraid of women. You are afraid of men.
It's like they're so close. It's like they get it, but they don't realize that they're getting it. Like, yeah. Mm-hmm. Like, yeah.
On this episode of Are Her Nails an Indicator That She's Toxic? Let's see.
If we don't want to lose young women to alt-right indoctrination in the same way we lost young men, we need to be very careful, cognizant, and critical of trends that can lead to the alt-right pipeline. Trad wife content. While this starts off as romanticizing homemaking, this quickly can slide into a conversation about promoting very rigid gender norms, anti-feminism, and ideologies that contribute to Christian nationalism and white supremacy. Skinny talk and diet culture. While this starts as fitness routines and feeling your best, it's a slippery...
Yes, because being skinny, feminine, and healthy is a slippery slope to the alt-right pipeline. By the way, aposematism is a defense strategy where organisms use warning signals like bright colors to indicate that they are toxic, like this poison dart frog. Or in the case of humans, bright colored wolverine nails and or bright colored dyed hair. That is so tough.
Classless. It's almost as if the idea of class just does not exist anymore. Now we have brides wearing a white dress that's supposed to symbolize purity and commitment, showing their crotch to the entire wedding party. I remember when I was a kid, Britney Spears was everywhere, and every teenage girl had their belly button out. And my mom would always say how classless it looked. Well, fast forward 20 years, and now women are flashing people at their weddings. We've gone from a little revealing to no shame at all. When class is gone, there is no limit to how far people will go for attention. Yesterday's taboo is today's trend. And at this rate, I don't even want to know what's next. So if you have to flash people for attention on your wedding day, I don't know, maybe commitment isn't for you.
The type of men you want to avoid are men who are born on their birthday. Avoid them like the plague, because they will ruin your...
The young man in the back, like, same stuff, different day. I gotta take a drink.
All right, so I think the feminist movement is fantastic. I thought they were gonna become doctors and lawyers. No, they're just all doing things, and I'm not hating. I love it. I love the feminist movement. It's awesome.
Would you date someone who does things?
Yeah, like, make that money, girl. I just assumed they were going to become doctors or lawyers or scientists or something, or like engineers. But no, they're all doing things. And once again, it's f-ing awesome. I love it.
That man ain't no part-time daddy. You just a full-time problem. Every time you come around, it's a problem. Every time he show up, it's an argument. Every time he tries to do something for the kids or with the kids, it's confrontation. Bitch, let the man be a daddy and live. Huh.
Females nowadays, you talking about, oh, real men ain't gonna argue with no female. Girl, that come from the days when we used to be able to blow ass. I think I'd rather argue now. Hey, I'm not being sassy. I'm just not trying to catch a case.
Nobody's helping me.
All these men for what?
What do you want us to do?
We've all heard of mansplaining, but allow me to introduce you to she-laborating.
It is when you ask a woman a very, very simple question and she sits you down and gives you a 30-minute answer.
I feel like one of the nuances missing from the women aren't dating anymore, women aren't in the dating pool, they're leaving men, is that ain't no fine shit here, okay? The men are ugly. They look tired, smelly, gross, okay? Nothing. When was the last time you saw a hot-ass man in person?
It's gotta stop, man. It has to stop at some point. At some point, it has to come to an end. I think at one point in her video, she said that the men look tired. Yeah. You gotta keep the change.
I don't know if they don't have any checkpoints. I don't know if they have a chain of command. I don't know if they are independent contractors. I'm not sure. Like, there's nobody in place that's going to check them a second set of eyes before they come out the door. They are continuing. Where are the good soldiers at? Where are the soldiers that make sense to fight this battle? I mean, because they still allowing the worst soldiers to trot out here and be the spokesperson, to be on the front lines. We don't need that.